Hello.
Oh, hi, Tyler. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. I was just following up because I noticed that you recently signed up with us and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel.
Yeah, it's just because I got a lot on my plate right now and I don't really think about it. And I've been getting a lot of calls and I haven't even started the website yet. So maybe in the future, but not right now.
Okay. So let me give you some options then, because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, the $348 that you paid is a non-refundable amount, and that's just because as soon as we bring a client on board, we start the content creation, manual submissions, backlinks. So even though that client interview was missed yesterday, they still already started the programming to get the ball rolling, so to speak. So what I'm thinking is if you want to cancel it now, I will. But if you want to kind of get more bang for your buck and kind of take advantage of the rest of the month that you paid for, we can actually get a website up and running for you at no additional cost if you were only worried about that. So it sounds like you're working on a website.
Hold on real quick. Did you guys already get me up and running? Because I've been getting a bunch of different calls. Not necessarily.
No, you're not up and running with us yet. We start the programming, but it takes hundreds and hundreds of hours, so there's no way that you would already be on the first page after one day. But are you using anything else like a Home Advisor or an Angie Leads or a Thumbtack, any of those services?
Yeah, I'm using Angie Leads.
Oh, you know what? That's where those calls are coming from then, because Angie Leads, they'll put you on their directory, and then there's sales companies that will go on, and they'll put, you know, pressure washing companies, you know, in Maryland, for example, and then they get pages and pages of leads, and they just call through them. So sometimes people say if they have that service that they ask Angie Leads to, you know, keep the leads coming but just remove them from the directory and then those extra calls stop.
Okay.
Or if they're leads, then, you know, they might be charging you a lot for them. If, you know, have you gotten a lot of lead calls, you mean, or were they like other companies calling?
So I just got a call or a text asking me to quote someone's house, and they sent me an address and everything. But through the Angie app, no, like, leads popped up under the lead section of it. So I don't know where the hell this dude got my number. But
oh, maybe did he just give you an address for a quote, or did he give you a phone number?
He texted me and everything. And,
oh, he texted you.
Yeah, he texted me. He said he just offered, or he just asked if I do exterior pressure washing. And then I was talking, and then he said, he sent me the address, and he said, you can go check it out.
Hmm.
And then he asked what the estimate would be. But I just got home from actual work, like my actual work.
Yeah. If it's an exterior pressure washing thing and he's asking you that and you don't know where it came from, maybe it's some type of a scam. And I tell you that because I've had people tell me that before where they're like, oh, you know, someone texted me an address to go, you know, look and bid on the work. And then when they bid on the work, you know, the person asked them, okay, go ahead and do the job, but without ever meeting them and stuff. And then after the fact, they weren't able to collect payment on it. So just be really careful that you at least connect with him first, or maybe tell him, you know, look, before I go out to the address, can you send me a picture of the exterior or something like that, just to make sure it's a real person, you know? Because who knows what they're trying to do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, be careful with it. But have you seen our sample websites? Because it looks like when Laura spoke with you, she already had a site included for you at no extra cost. Typically, they charge $400 extra to put those in, but she got an override on it, and it says here that they were going to include the site. So that's the cool thing is we'll have that up and running for you within 1 to 3 business days. And, you know, being that it's 2024, you're going to need a site anyway eventually, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and some people, what they do, if cost is a concern, is they'll put their leads on pause for a couple of weeks just so they can allocate some funds to try this program. And then what they find is the revenue they get by being on the first page of Google blows the revenue out of the water from anything they can get off of those directories and lead services because, you know, 87% of consumers, when they conduct a search, they will hire off the first page of Google. So, you know, in the long run, you might save a ton of money on your lead fees, and you might even not ever have to turn them back on again, because why would you if people are calling you directly? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very true. I know that you'll love it, too. Let's see here. Do you ever get people that will, like, hire you and pay you up front, or do you always collect the payment after the work?
Always after.
Okay. The reason I ask is we can also do a payment integrated site where, you know, we can put up there, you know, links to your, you know, PayPal or your Venmo or what have you, and different sources, and people can pay you directly from your site if that's ever, you know, applicable. But if you usually collect it after the job, it might not be, but some people like to have the payment integration on their site. Sometimes even if, you know, who knows if you ever get like a huge job where it's like a, you know, 700 unit apartment complex or something, and maybe it's a big job and you tell them, hey, in order to get started, I at least need a deposit, you know? So sometimes people like it just so that they can, you know, get some type of deposit or some type of funds going before they start the job.
Okay. I do have one question.
Yes.
What are the steps and process to get up and running with you guys again?
Okay. So in order to get on the first page of Google, two things has to happen. Number one, you have to have availability, which we had as of yesterday when we brought you on board. Secondly, you have to have hundreds and hundreds of hours of local SEO services conducted, which is the search engine optimization. And that's where they go in and they create the Google listing if you don't have one already. If you have one, they just get added as a manager and we start optimizing it. So it takes programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, indexing, trusted citations. There's a lot of programming involved in order to get a business on the first page. And that's the beauty of this program is once you're actually ranking on the first page, Google will still change the algorithms every single day. I've seen it happen as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So when you have our services, every time a new revision comes through, you'll have a team of technicians here that will update your information and refresh your data. And that's how we ensure that you never fall off the first page.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So if you'd want to continue just so that, you know, like I said, you get more bang for your buck, I just have to create a new client interview. So let me see if what's open, and then you can tell me if any of these slots would work. Let's see here. I have a 4:00 open today. If that would work, I can grab it. If not, we can look at what's open tomorrow.
Okay, and then just to double check, you do need your business license, right?
No, not necessarily. So they probably already sent you an email that says photos needed for Google optimization. On that email, there are 7 different suggestions. So it'll say, do you have a business license? If not, do you have a business registration? If not, do you have a work vehicle with, let me just see here. with a Maryland license plate or an invoice with your address. So you don't have to send all 7 items on that email. Just send over whatever you have. So even if you only have like a business card and a picture of your work vehicle with the license plate, just send that over, because what's happening behind the scenes is you don't need a license to get published on the first page, but you do need to be a valid business in the area, because Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation that tries to come into your backyard and steal clients, right? So when they ask you for those 7 things on the email, even if you only have a couple of them, what that does is it solidifies to Google that you're a valid business in the area, and then they will allow the listing to get published.
Okay. Yeah, because I just bought a new truck.
So okay.
Straight from the dealership, so I don't have a license plate for it yet.
It might be on the registration paperwork that they put up in the window, you know, the dealer that you got it from, and it'll show that you're in Maryland. So maybe you could take a picture of, you know, the truck without the plate, and then I'll attach it with the, you know, with the registration paperwork that it's going to be registered in Maryland. You know what I mean? And then that would definitely work.
Okay. Because the problem is I bought this truck in West Virginia. And then,
oh, you bought it? Oh, how come? Is it a better pricing over there, or less taxes, or?
I've been looking for this truck for about 6 months to buy, and I finally found one.
Oh, you fell in love with it. That's cool.
Good.
How far of a drive is that from where you are?
About 4.5 hours.
Wow, you really loved it. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'd say it was worth it. It's my personal truck, but I do use it for work, so I would send that, but I still just got the regular good old paper license plate, because it doesn't expire for a while, so I was never really worried about it.
Yeah, yeah. So some people will even create like a business card online that, you know, and if it's a home-based business and you don't want the address out there, you could always just put, you know, Tyler's Pressure Washing and your city and state and your phone number. And then, you know, we can give you the website link once that's built, and then, you know, put that on a business card or an invoice and get something simple like that over to us. You know what I mean? And
okay.
Along with maybe a business registration or even some pictures of your pressure washing equipment. You know what I mean? That would help too. You know, so if, like I said, if you don't have all 7, that's okay. Just send over what you can.
Okay, yeah. I actually have business cards.
Good.
I got quite a few. But let me see. Let me see if I have this email first. I don't see that email. I see a local splash initial invoice.
Okay. You've gotten actually, let's see, 5 emails. So I don't know if maybe some of them got stuck in the filtered mail, but I'll send it to you again just so you have a fresh one. It's going to say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So let me send that one to you. And then you'll get a fresh copy of it. That way you don't have to go through your spam mail and all that to try to find it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, so I just sent that. It'll get there to you within a couple minutes because it's in processing. And then do you want me to grab that appointment at 4:00 just to be safe?
Well, I guess
since I don't need a business license, yeah, we're good. That's originally also why I wanted to cancel. I figured, because Angie, you don't need any of that. I didn't know if we needed it or not, because yesterday during my interview, they asked me, they said, can you send over your business license? And
I see. Oh, so that scared you. No, you don't have to. There's alternate methods to get verified. Now, there is a new program that Google just rolled out about May of last year. It's called Google Guaranteed, and it's an exclusive lead program through Google. It's not available in all industries and all areas, but if that ever became available in your area, with that program, you'd have to be licensed and insured and all of that good stuff. They would require it, but not for the local map optimization on Google. All they want to know is that you're a valid business in the area. That way they can protect you from those big corporations. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yep. Okay, so you're all good to go. I grabbed that appointment, and what I did was I booked out a whole hour. It's not going to take an hour. It's only going to take maybe 20, possibly 30 minutes, but I grabbed the whole hour just in case they call you at 4:15 or so. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour, okay?
Okay, and then you said 1 to 3 business days, right?
1 to 3 business days for the website, and then the Facebook ads, they kick in under 2 weeks. And then as far as the Google optimization, it says in your terms that it takes typically 45 to 60 days. So with you, it might go a little bit quicker just based on how responsive you are. But I always tell people that, of course, you're going to see activity within the first month because we start the programming right away. However, it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it starts coming to full fruition for you.
Okay, and then it's only, I think it was $240 a month, right? $250.
Yep.
The money's not a problem. The money's no problem at all. It's just I thought I needed a business license, so in that moment I was like, oh fuck, I fucked up.
Yeah, you don't want to throw money down the toilet either. If you needed one and you know you can't get on there without it, I agree. Then why spend that money, you know? But you're right, it is $249 monthly.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
And we're all good. And then will you guys like call me? I'm assuming the person at the interview thing will tell me, but will you guys call me when that website is up and running?
You'll get email correspondence with everything. So they'll call you. If you see any emails coming through that something's needed, just make sure to get that taken care of as soon as possible. Sometimes Google will say, okay, we want a video verification where they want you to upload the same stuff that you're sending us and put it on a video just so they can check that the video is coming from your GPS location and you're in Maryland, you know. So if you see something like that where an email says action needed, video, you know, start your Google video verification or anything, then you would just complete that next step. If you don't see a next step like that, you'll get an email, you know, Tyler, your Google listing is live. And then when you click on the email, it'll have a link to your Google listing so that you'll be able to see it. But the first one that you'll get is regarding the website. You'll get the one that says, hey, your my site is live, and then you can click on it. And then you're not married to the layout either. So initially, we'll usually just put stock photos on there or make a logo or do something just because our objective is to get you up and running. But I always tell people you'll see much better results if you're proactive with your account and if you send in your own content. So, you know, as you grow your business, if you have a really cool, like, before and after picture or a special logo or anything like that that you want us to add to it, by all means, send that over to us. And any revisions that you make to your site down the road, they're all free of charge, meaning they're included in the package.
Okay. And then when that website is up and running, is there things I can do, like, if I wanted a certain picture in there? I could.
Yep. So in your welcome email, you got a login, which was a username and password. I'll actually send it to you again just so you don't have to fish through a bunch of emails. When you log into your dashboard, there's going to be some tabs at the top that say Home, Leads, Google Insights. But the very last tab will say Business Information. So if you ever want to make edits to your site, when you click on the business information tab, it'll take you to that site where you can go in and you can update new pictures or change the background photo or change the logo. And anything that you do through that tab, it's automatically sent to our technicians and updated on your website within 1 to 3 business days also.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm getting a call from my boss. Can I put you on hold real quick?
Yeah, go ahead. I'll wait for you. Take your time, Tyler. No problem.
All right, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here. I can hear you.
All right, I'm sorry. That was my boss. I thought maybe I had to go back into work for a second, but thank God I didn't.
Yeah, right? You just got off. That's the worst when you think you have the rest of the day and then you don't, you know? So.
I know. If I had worked at home, too, that would have really sucked.
Yeah, I get it. So it was a false alarm?
Yeah, it was just calling me asking how the day was.
Oh, good. That's nice. That's really good.
So,
have you started the process yet of trying to get a Google Business Profile, or we're going to be making one fresh for you?
Can you guys make a fresh one?
Okay, yeah, we can. The only reason I ask is sometimes if there's one that started, it'll be a duplicate one, and sometimes that's a red flag, and, you know, Google, you know, doesn't like duplicate information. But if we do the fresh one, you know, and we find down the road there's a duplicate, we could always at that time get them to merge it together or even delete the duplicate, you know?
Okay. Yeah,
but you don't think there's one, is there?
Because I personally haven't done anything for a website, at least through you guys. So.
Okay.
I don't think I have one. I know I do have pictures up on my Angie profile, but I don't think they created a website for me. So.
Oh, you know what? That's good to know. 'Cause I'll put that in the notes for the technician that for now, rather than using stock photos, they can pull pictures off of your Angie's list, you know, listing, and put those on the site just for now. You know, that would be even better. So I'm happy you said that. So.
I got like 7 different slides of before and afters. It's probably like 30 photos on there. So.
Oh, okay. Give me a second. I want to look at it right here. Tyler's pressure washing on Angie's. I don't think they put them up there yet. I see the 5-star rating with your review. Let me see if Laura put a different link in here.
It should be. I hope it's up there. I just did it all yesterday.
Oh, maybe they got them and it's still in progress or something. But I'll just put a note in here. Oh, here it is. Okay, good. I had a different. Okay, I found it. Yep, you're right. There's a lot of pictures on there. It says concrete pressure wash. And then exterior pressure wash. And then there's, yep. They, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, I think they have like 8 or 10 photos on here. So they might have not put them all up, but at least we'll pull off of here what we can. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. All right. Well, I enjoyed talking to you, and you're all set for 4 o'clock, Tyler. And then my name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if you need anything down the road, anytime you call in and you put in that 777, it'll ring directly to my desk. Okay.
Okay. Cool. Sounds good.
All right. Have a really great rest of your day too.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. No problem. Okay. Bye-bye.